AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Legislation permanently overhauling how Medicare pays physicians has won approval from an unusually united Congress.
The yeas are 92, the nays are 8, and the bill is passed.
Working into the evening, the Senate approved the measure less than 3 weeks after the House passed it by a lopsided vote of 392 to 37. The measure creates a new payment system with financial incentives for physicians to bill Medicare patients for their overall care, not individual office visits. A jury's been seated for the trial of James Holmes in Colorado.
12 jurors and 12 alternates have been chosen for the death penalty trial of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes. The panel was selected from a pool of roughly 9,000 prospective jurors, described by some experts as the largest jury pool ever in U.S. history. Holmes is charged with killing 12 people and wounding 70 others on the night of July 20, 2012, in an attack on a Denver area movie theater. Defense attorneys will argue Holmes was in the throes of a psychotic episode. Prosecutors will counter Holmes was sane and should be convicted and sentenced to death. Opening statements are scheduled for April 27th. I'm Mike Gracia.
You may have seen the startling dash cam video that's been released of a police officer in suburban Tucson using his cruiser to ram an armed suspect, sending him flying in the air before the car smashes into a wall. It happened in February. Prosecutors cleared the officer of any wrongdoing. Marana Police Chief Terry Rozema says the officer felt he had to act decisively to defuse a threat.
He knows several things. You know, the guy's not obeying commands. The guy has a high-powered rifle. The guy has already cranked off one round. And the guy is now very near to a heavily populated businesses. And I can't let him get into one of those businesses.
The man who was hit faces several felony charges. This is AP Radio News. New Yorkers protested police killings Tuesday, blocking traffic.
Hundreds of New Yorkers chanting, blowing whistles, carrying poster-sized photos of the dead made their way down Broadway from Union Square to City Hall in a raucous protest of police violence. 65-year-old Coco Cruz was among the marchers.
This is about those of us that suffered that are telling those of us who caused the suffering it's time to stop.
Similar traffic-blocking protests were a regular occurrence last fall, inspired by the cases of Michael Brown and Eric Garner. After the formal march ended, a handful of protesters tried to block traffic on the nearby Brooklyn Bridge. Warren Levinson, New York.
The house, luxury cars, the stocks that former Clippers owner Donald Sterling gave his girlfriend are going to cost V. Stiviano $2.6 million. A judge ruled on Shelley Sterling's request that the money her then-husband used to buy the gifts was her community property. She's been awarded most of the nearly $3 million that she had sought. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.